Religion without kindness. Religion that God accepts as pure and without fault is this: caring for orphans or widows who need help, and keeping yourself free from the world's evil influence. James 1:27, New Century Version. God is love, 1 John 4:8, and love is kind, 1 Corinthians 13:4, New Living Translation. A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho. Some robbers attacked him. They tore off his clothes, beat him, and left him lying there, almost dead. It happened that a priest was going down that road. When he saw the man, he walked by on the other side. Next, a Levite came there, and after he went over and looked at the man, he walked by on the other side of the road. Then a Samaritan traveling down the road came to where the hurt man was. When he saw the man, he felt very sorry for him. The Samaritan went to him, poured olive oil and wine on his wounds, and bandaged them. Then he put the hurt man on his own donkey and took him to an inn where he cared for him. The next day, the Samaritan brought out 2 coins, gave them to the innkeeper, and said, "Take care of this man. If you spend more money on him, I will pay it back to you when I come again." Then Jesus said, "Which one of these 3 men do you think was a neighbor to the man who was attacked by the robbers?" The expert on the law answered, "The one who showed him mercy." Jesus said to him, "Then go and do what he did." Luke 10:30-37, New Century Version. The Bible Knowledge Commentary states concerning these verses, "The road from Jerusalem to Jericho descends approximately 3,000 feet in about 17 miles. It was a dangerous road to travel, for robbers hid along its steep, winding way. A priest, one expected to love others, avoided the wounded man, probably a fellow Jew. Levites were descendants of Levi, but not of Aaron, and they assisted the priests, Aaron's descendants, in the temple. The Samaritans were scorned by the Jews because of their mixed Jewish and Gentile ancestry. It is ironic, then, that a Samaritan helped the half-dead man, dressing his wounds, taking him to an inn, and paying his expenses. By asking, "Which was his neighbor?" Luke 10:36, Jesus was teaching that a person should be a neighbor to anyone he meets in need. The Bible Knowledge Commentary, page 234. The ultimate neighbor was Jesus, whose compassion contrasted with the religious leaders who had no compassion on those who were sick, poor, and perishing. It is amazing to me that our religion has become more about believing some facts in a church creed than in observing, that is, in doing, the commands of our Lord. Matthew 28:20. Jesus said, "Instruct others in the practice of all I have commanded you. I'll be with you as you do this, day after day after day, right up to the end of the age." Matthew 28:20, The Message Bible. When the emphasis of our religion becomes caring for others, showing mercy and compassion, doing to others what you would want done to you, Matthew 7:12, Luke 6:31, then you have become the living Bible, the spirit and intent of God's Word. My son shared a story with me the other day. As he was visiting Walmart, there was an elderly man who was parked in a handicapped spot. He was stranded in his car and desperately needed help in getting out of his car and finding a motorized scooter so he could enter the store. My son immediately went into action and found an employee and asked where he could find a scooter. The employee said they were all being used at the moment, so there were none available. He then returned to the elderly man and explained the situation, but he said not to worry, that he would help him find one. Unsatisfied with leaving this elderly man stranded, he then began to scour the parking lot on his own, looking for an available scooter. Within moments, he spotted an elderly couple, one of them on a scooter, returning to their car after buying groceries. After they had finished loading up their car, he approached them and asked them if he could take the scooter to another gentleman that needed it. They happily agreed, and he brought the scooter over to the man who was still waiting in his car. After helping him onto the scooter, the elderly man was able to go into the store and purchase his food. This simple act of compassion is what Jesus meant when he said to the expert of religious law, "Go and show mercy. Go and do what the Samaritan did." Luke 10:37, New Century Version. There are hurting people around us each and every day. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you be someone's miracle.